In November, Foxconn qualified for almost $8.6 million in tax credits for job creation and capital investment. The subsidies come after the state scaled back its contract for the controversial development from $3 billion to $80 million. Michael Farron is a researcher at George Mason University who studied Foxconn.
To the extent that state policymakers think that the state will be able to recoup its costs of $80 million, that really relies on Foxconn continuing its operations and meeting its employment targets after subsidies end.
In a statement, Foxconn says it now has over 1,000 employees. It initially promised 13,000. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.